There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Look, really nice to see you. Authorities in Dubai, we mentioned this at the top, taking steps to make it easier for people with disabilities to get around. Now, this is something, isn't it, that's really important, the government focusing on this.
It is, and it's not just making the city more accessible for disabled people, but it's also doing things to empower them. We know that earlier this year, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum said that those with disabilities should be called people of determination and not handicapped or impaired, but people of determination. So making physical infrastructure here more accessible is just one of the things that they want to get really right, especially before Expo 2020. Now, one of the players that has a big role in doing all of this is the RTA. Earlier today, I spoke with Ahmed Mahboub, who is the Executive Director of Customer Services at the RTA. Now, Ahmed was part of a government meeting earlier today that took place on accessibility. I began by asking him about what were some of the things they talked about.
Today, the whole subject was about the transformation of the city towards a city which is friendly to the people of determination by 2020. And we had to share our experience from different backgrounds, from policies and legislation, and that was presented by the panelists from the Executive Council, moving to the city future event, which everybody is awaiting, which is Expo, and whatever preparation for Expo is happening. That was, again, presented by Expo team. And then we moved also to our role as a road and transport authority in terms of accessibility, in terms of modes of transport, in terms of services that we provide, and how do we make sure that they have a seamless and safe and smooth transport. And we've also shared the experience of Emirates Bank in terms of redesigning their branches, in terms of what sort of efforts are they making also to address this segment out of their customers.
So, Mohammed, what are the authorities here doing to make Dubai more accessible? They're saying, you know, let's call them people of determination, but what are they physically doing in order to try and make this an easier way for people?
Right, so you can break down their action plan into two parts. The first is improving services for disabled people. So this is the things like making it easier for them to carry out procedures online so they don't have to physically go to somewhere and get it done. The second part is transforming the actual infrastructure here in Dubai to make it more accessible for them. Now, the newer parts of the city are already very good in this regard. I mean, if you go to downtown Dubai, for example, there will be designated elevators for people with wheelchairs in just about every building, right? But if you go to some parts of Deira or Bar Dubai, there might not be too many provisions for disabled people. So there is an effort now to sort of connect the newer parts of the city with the older parts and make them more accessible for everyone. So here is Ahmed Mahboub from the RTA once again explaining what else they're doing to achieve this goal.
This has started long back, not now. This started since the early stages of designing the metro, where we've embedded the best practices and all the guidelines in terms of universal design that will make it accessible to all kinds of disability. Adding onto it, we looked also at other segments, non-public transport users, somebody who will have his own car. What sorts of facilities do we provide? Exemptions, dedicated parking, the waive of the fees that he needs to pay to register his car. Things like how also do we provide a remote kind of services and availability of information and our smart and online and electronic platform. And also we are working closely with the Executive Council in the transformation of the city in terms of also reaching out for other old areas and how do we connect it in a universal way. So what would be the universal design that buildings should have, transport should have, so they are both providing that seamless kind of a journey.
That's Ahmed Mahboub from the RTA. I mean, the thing is here, we're talking about the RTA and the authorities effectively, but it's a collective effort, isn't it, Mohammed? So private companies need to get involved to make sure that parking spaces are accessible, for example.
That's right, and it is another aspect that the authorities here are really trying to focus on as well. I mean, how can private and public entities work more closely together to make Dubai more accessible for people with disabilities? And like you said, at the end of the day, it is a collective effort, and the government does its part in making the public infrastructure accessible, and companies have to do their part as well to do the same. Let's have a listen to Ahmed Mahboub from the RTA once again, this time talking about the importance of working together.
So we need to work together. We need to work along with private, with public, with legislations, with rules, with private sector, with everybody, and just sharing the same vision of making Dubai a friendly city for people of determination. We are doing so many things at a time, and we will keep on doing, and we will keep on learning. We wish and we hope to hear back from this segment and from everybody who is using our services, and how can we make it better, and how can we even customize things just to make it work for everybody. It's a long journey, but we are all into it, and definitely we will be reaching there even before 2020.
That was Ahmed Mahboob, who is the Executive Director of Customer Services at the RTA, explaining how the public and the private sector really needs to work together to make infrastructure more accessible for disabled people.
That is Mohammed Suleiman from the ARN News Centre. The story, authorities in Dubai taking steps to make it easier for people with disabilities to get around. Or as the phrase is, people with determination. Mohammed, good to talk to you. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
You too. Thanks very much.
All right, then.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.